Now the latest in our book series, PG-13. When author Erin Morgenstern discovered Stephen King and his very adult novel, It, she wasn't quite 13, but she was eager for a window into the world of grown-ups. What she didn't expect was that she'd still be thinking about the book decades later.
There are still days when it rains and I can see him, a boy in a yellow raincoat chasing a paper boat down the street. His name is Georgie, and he's about to meet a gruesome fate, smiling up at him from a storm drain. I remember thinking, you can die from having your arm ripped off? Because that's what struck me as odd, not the fact that he was grabbed by a clown waiting in the sewer. The first time I read It, I was around 12, about the same age as Georgie's older brother Bill. The story is about how Bill and his friends have to face down a child-murdering, shape-shifting, evil thing in small-town Maine. When I was growing up, if there was a young adult section of my town's library, I missed it. I wandered right from the Babysitter's Club over to Stephen King. His books were big and fat, and they seemed important. I eventually worked my way through most of the shelf, but It is the one that stuck with me. Some of it went way over my head, but there's something thrilling in that. It showed me that the things hiding under your bed and lurking in the sewers don't disappear just because you grow up. Beyond the arm-ripping violence, beyond the sex that made me think, people like to do that, beyond philosophical ideas about good and evil and turtles, it let me stand at the edge of adulthood and realize that being a grown-up is not that different than being a kid, that life is a bigger, fatter, stranger book than the ones I was used to, but I could still turn its pages, one after another.
Erin Morgenstern is the author of The Night Circus. She recommended the book It by Stephen King. You can find more PG-13 recommendations at our website. There's also a list of summer reads from our critics and correspondents at nprbooks.org.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.